Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Stephen Wance, your District 1 Commissioner, with the podcast for this week. And certainly happy spring to everybody. What a wonderful time of year. Everything is in bloom. The grass is green. You know, it just gives you a sense of getting refreshed as we enter into this new season. If you haven't had a chance to drive by the county office building yet, please do so. Last year, because of COVID and all kinds of things that we had going on, we didn't have our fountain running. But what an incredible addition to the springtime season to see the fountain up and running in front of our beautiful county office building on 225 North Center. So if you get a chance, certainly drive by. It adds to the spring season. While we're on COVID, I must advise everybody to continue, please, to remain vigilant. We are seeing positive signs as more and more people get vaccinated. I am asking you, as one of your county leaders, to please, if you get the opportunity to get vaccinated, please take the opportunity to do that. We're not going to get back to normal until we get everybody on board and get the vaccines in the arms. This is very, very important. We're doing the best that we can here with the allotment that we've been given each week. There are mass vaccination sites available in the region as well, but certainly we are seeing positive signs, especially in those age groups that have gotten a majority of their shots. There is no doubt in my mind that science is indeed correct. I'm going to take the politics out of this because, let me be clear here, I didn't go to school to be a scientist or a doctor. I got trained to be a firefighter. So who am I to say whether or not masks are correct or vaccines should be given? I rely on the experts in their field, and that's the scientists and everyone else, the physicians, etc. So let's listen, and I'm asking you to please help us get back to normal here. We saw some pretty remarkable numbers over the last week or so, and we seem to have a leveling out of these, if you will. So please, let's do what's best. Let's continue to make sure that we wear our masks when we need to, and we all will get through this. You know, it's interesting. Somebody said to me the other day about washing your hands. And, you know, there are people that are yapping about that as being negative too. Why in the world would you not want to wash your hands after you've touched something somewhere? Are you kidding me? So I think we're all much better off because we're washing our hands now. There are just some things that when they get into the political realm are just goofy in my mind. So I'm just going to let it go at that without going in there. So anyway, remain vigilant, do what you can. And if you have questions, make sure you call our health department. They will get you on the right track here. That light at the end of the tunnel is getting ever so brighter. As we talk about that, we're looking at doing something here that we haven't had for the last ever, gosh, at least 13, 14 months, and that's the reopening of our senior centers. We're going to be doing that beginning May the 3rd. Obviously, they're going to be opened on a limited basis, so it's not doors open, everybody in, but they are going to get these things back open in a limited fashion. For those that are interested, please contact Citizen Services and our Bureau of Aging to get the details on that. I believe there's a sign-up type thing that they are putting in place, but May the 3rd looks like the date for when we can get some of our great senior citizens back into these fabulous senior citizen centers that we have. Speaking of reopening, we are also looking at reopening the Carroll County office building beginning June the 1st. We're going to still do appointment only, but we're going to allow folks to be able to come in, pay your tax bill. If you want a permit, you'll be able to come in without having an appointment. So gradual reopening, if you will, but certainly we're going to be continuing to ask people to utilize best practices. So that's slated for June the 1st. Two things before I forget it, getting back to springtime and all things associated with that. I've been seeing an uptick in complaints about the trash along our roadways. So we are addressing that. We actually have our Environmental Advisory Council looking into ways in which we can combat that. But it boggles my mind that people go down the road and just want to throw their crap outside of their vehicle windows onto someone else's property or on county property. Why in the world you can't wait till you get to a trash can boggles my mind. So I'm asking everyone, please, to be vigilant when it comes to that as well. Carroll County is such a beautiful place. Let's not muck it up with all kinds of wrappers and cups and plastic water bottles or what have you. Wait the extra few minutes and hit the trash cans. What a novel idea. While we're on that, on our roadways, I would also like to point out that I've also seen an uptick in complaints about the speed at which people are traveling on our roadways. And getting back to the spring season here, a lot of folks are outside. There are kids running around everywhere. There are folks that are mowing their grass and sometimes are close to the roadways. Come on, people. Slow down. There are speed limits on all of our roadways. You know, they're not just there to look pretty. They're there for a reason. So I would remind folks to remain safe and go the speed limit. If you can't get there on time, how about leaving a little bit early? Another novel idea. Over the last 5 or 6 weeks, we've been working on the budget. And finally, this past Tuesday, we released what is our proposed budget. Now, a couple things about that proposed budget. We went with what the theme was that I brought to the table, and that is all got some. And I truly do believe that that's what we did this year. We've got a balanced budget for FY22 and FY23, and FY24 is very, very close as well. We see some significant changes in the out years of 5, 6, and 7. But I will remind folks, we are one of the few jurisdictions that does the budget in this manner. Number one, we balance the upcoming year plus 5. And number two, we do everything in front of the cameras. Most other jurisdictions do it behind closed doors and roll it out. You all, as our citizens, have the opportunity to see us live and in action with all of the difficult decisions that are made when it comes to the budget. I've gotten a few emails from folks and, you know, those that are saying, well, you know, you should be trimming the fat. Let me tell everybody something about Carroll County. There ain't no fat, ladies and gentlemen. We have the leanest, meanest government operation of any jurisdiction in the state of Maryland. And I'm proud of the fact that our staff does more with less and all of our folks work hard to bring that mean, lean sense of government to the table. So our management and budget director will be rolling out our proposed budget in the next week or so. There is a public hearing that's coming up too. Please check our website and get the details on that so that all of you can see what we've done. And I'm proud of the fact that my colleagues worked hard, all of us worked hard to make sure that all got some. There is not one organization that did not see an increase in their funding. There is not one organization that was not touched, and we addressed many important things, including salary, in this year's budget. So I'm very proud of where we are right now. One last thing, the legislative session is now over in Annapolis. Folks, I would encourage you to pay attention to what came out of that General Assembly, because when you're talking about our budget, there are a ton of unfunded mandates that are given to us by that quaint little village in Annapolis. So pay attention to what happened down there this year, including an absurd police reform bill that was passed. I love it when folks in other jurisdictions think they know best and want to tell us what to do in Carroll. Who knows best about Carroll? Oh, I got the answer. Those of us that are in Carroll. So pay attention to what's coming out of that as well, because there were some very troubling things that came out of Annapolis this year. So that's it. It's springtime, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I remind you to stay safe, be vigilant. We're all going to get through this pandemic and enjoy this incredible, lovely weather. This has been Carroll County Commissioner Stephen Wance from District 1 with your weekly Commissioner's Podcast. Safest regards, everyone.